Okay, so we take the first few minutes of our learning and we do a little bit of Jewish history. We had learned last night about how 2 years after Avram came out of that burning furnace, so Nimrod had a dream, and in his dream he saw him and his soldiers standing opposite that furnace, and Avram comes out of the furnace with his sword drawn. He runs towards him and the king runs away, and Avram throws an egg at him, and the egg becomes a big stream that sinks all his men, and everyone dies, and the king runs away with three other men, and he looks at them and they look like they're kings, and after they've run, the stream becomes an egg again, and a young chick comes out of it, and that chick flies on his head and pecks out his eye. And when he tells his sorcerers the dream, so one of them says, "Ah, that's Avram and his seed that are going to destroy you. Remember, 52 years ago, your wise men warned you about that Avram." And so, where we left off, the king had sent some of his servants to go and catch Avram to kill him. Now, if you recall, Eliezer, the servant of Avram, was a gift that Nimrod had given him when he walked out of the furnace alive. So Nimrod was embarrassed in front of everyone. This great miracle happened and Avram was victorious. He gave him a few gifts, one of which was the servant Eliezer. So Eliezer was there and he overheard this, and he quickly ran to Avram and he told him, "Run quickly, because Nimrod sent these men to kill you." And Avram fled and he ran to Noach and Shem's house and he hid there. And when the servants came, they searched for Avram, they couldn't find him. They looked all over, they couldn't find him. They came back to Nimrod, and Avram stayed hiding in Noach's house for a month. And Terach went to visit him, and the king, as we saw previously, held Terach in high esteem. And Avram tells his father, "Don't you know that the king wants to kill me? Let's get out of here. Let's go to Canaan, because who knows, one day he might kill you too. It's not like Nimrod loves you too much that he's given you all this. Nimrod has interests, and that's why he's treating you nicely. But the second he feels you're a threat, then your life's in danger too." So Avram says to Terach, "Even if he does a lot of good things for you, what's it worth? All the wealth, ultimately, where does it go? Let's go to Canaan. There we'll serve Hashem, the one who created us." And Terach listens to Avram, and he goes with Avram and Lot and Sarai and the whole family and all their servants. They leave Ur Kasdim and they go to Haran. And Haran is a place where there's a lot of room. So they settle down there, and the people of Haran, they like Avram, and so Avram teaches them, and he spends 3 years in Haran. And this brings us to the third millennium. Now we're up to the third millennium. It is 2000, the year is 2003. After 3 years, Hashem appears to Avram and says, "I took you out of that furnace. Take your wife and everything you have, and lech lecha, time to go to Canaan." So Avram was originally en route to Canaan, before Hashem even told him to go. Now Hashem appears and says, "Enough. Get back to your journey and leave." And so Avram is 75 years, Avram is 55 years old when he leaves Haran and he comes to Canaan, and Hashem appears and we have the great vision of the Bris Bein Hamtzarim, where Hashem says, "This land is going to be given to you and your seed, etc." And Terach, Nochor, and Lot, they remained in Haran. And we're going to see what happens, because our Parshas Lech Lecha happens when Avram is 75 years old, 20 years later. But right now Avram is 55 years old, and we'll have to follow what goes on here. Okay.